We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Would it even be a Monday if we didn't kick it off with Team PXY Bad Dates? It's Corey James, Breezy back at it again. And we love hearing your dating drama every Monday. Feel free to share with us on Facebook, on Twitter, or of course on Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. But Breezy, you said you found story on our DMs that was just too good not to share.
Yeah, Corey. So this story that Ashley sent us via Instagram truly shook me to the core. At first, I didn't quite understand like how many things could go wrong in just a short span of like 2 hours. But after chatting with Ashley, it became very clear this guy she went on a date with just ended up being a cheap creep. That's the long and short of it.
Wow.
I mean,
cheap creep. That's quite the title. Well, I can't wait to hear how this all went down. Ashley here with us right now. Good morning, Ashley.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. Yeah, it's really, I like can't believe that this happened to me and that there are people out there like this, but yeah, let's just say it's not a date that I enjoyed.
Oh, sure. I believe it. So did you like low-key feel like you were on that MTV hidden show disaster date from like the 90s?
Yeah, 120%. Absolutely.
All right, let's get into it. The cheap creep, as he's been dubbed.
Okay, well, so I'm on Hinge. Well, I was on Hinge. I literally got off of it after this because I'm like...
Always a good sign.
Yeah, it just had to happen. It's like, I thought it was better than Tinder because... You know, Tinder's like the creepy one, and I thought I would get rid of the creepy guys, but honestly, I think they're all just creepy at this point. So we had been like talking for a few weeks, and he had mutual friends, and
right. That's the whole point of Hinge, right? I was never on that one back in my dating app days. So it's like it's like friends of friends. So at least you have like a one point of connection where you can reach out and be like, hey, is this person a total creep?
Yes. Exactly. Well, I live in Shortsville, and this guy lives in Henrietta, so it's kind of a haul, but, like, you know, whatever. He seemed nice. We've been texting, and he, like, insisted on picking me up, and I was like, oh, okay, that's, like, you know, nice. Like, why not?
Yeah, it's very chivalrous like that. You don't see that a lot anymore these days.
Right. But, like, no. It stopped there. So, like, I told him he should, like, come up, like, through I-90 because I'm like, okay, like, you know, there's been construction stuff, so on the back roads, and it's just easier to take that way.
Sure.
And he texted me and was like, whoa, the tolls. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like, he's being cute. Like, he's funny. Like, whatever.
So there, like, that's where the cheap part comes in, right? I mean, it's pretty hard. Yeah, it's literally 40 cents. Come on, bro.
Literally 40 cents. But I thought he was kidding, okay? And then he, like, when I see him, the first thing he says to me was like, oh, like, you're lucky I picked you up because of all those tolls.
Oh, my God, what?
I'm like, wait, what? Like, okay, this is definitely a joke, but he, like, kept,
he was going to the well too much. And, right.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So he kept, like, saying it over and over again, but I was trying to, you know, shake it off. But, like, you know, obviously that's not our first problem here. So we get to the restaurant, and, like, he sits on the same side as me.
I'm out at that point. That's
out,
no,
right?
Whenever I see that in public, for whatever reason, I know it shouldn't, but it infuriates me.
It's a bad move.
It's
super weird.
Not a power move.
Not a power move. So at this restaurant, like, there's a fan, like, that's, like, kind of, like, facing him, and it's blowing in his face, and he's like, oh my gosh, my contacts, like, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, just, like, maybe either get on the opposite side of me.
Okay, oh, so that wasn't his reason for sitting next to you. It was actually another reason to sit across from you that he just decided to avoid.
Exactly. And so I'm like, and he literally gets on the other side of me, doesn't even go across from the table. I'm like, wait. And he goes, and then he says to me, he's like, oh, this is better anyways, because this is your better side.
Oh, wow.
I'm cringing. Like, okay. okay. But the comments don't stop there. Like, the conversation was like, you know, I'm trying my best, you guys. I'm trying my best to, like, maybe just be like, oh, he's just, like,
well, I can only assume at this point it's like survival mode kicks in, right? You're like, I need to just get through this day. It's, you know, I'm going to be better for it. I'll look back on this one day and laugh, you know, and here we are.
Mm-hmm. But here's the line. So we're talking about, you know, everything, and he's like, you know, so are you kind of nervous? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, you're 29 years old. Don't you feel like your clock is ticking?
Oh, no. Okay. All right. If I've learned anything in my 36 years of life, it's that you never, and I mean ever, comment on a girl's age, weight, ask if she's pregnant. This is the basic rules of life. Like, don't put yourself in that situation, you idiot.
Yep. So that point, I'm like, all right, and this is done. So we head back. You know, I'm like, you want another drink? I'm like, you know, I'm like tired. Like, let's call it a night.
Gotta
get
up real early in the morning.
I got so many things to do. So we went. So when the check was coming around, I was like, okay. He was like, okay, so this is how it's going to work. I'll get the appetizer and your drink.
Oh, no.
And you pay for your dinner.
No! He did not divvy up the check on the first date.
Cheap creep strikes again.
My God. I mean, it makes sense. He could barely stomach the $40 for the tolls. Yeah. So there's that.
I was like, wow. I honestly, before like I went back in the car, I like went in the bathroom and I had to call my mom. I'm like, I don't know if I should get back to the car with this guy. Like,
well, no kidding. He's obviously a loose cannon. Like, look at what he's said and done so far.
Literally. So I'm stomaching it. I'm back in the car. We get back, you know, to my house. We're in the driveway, and this guy has the audacity to turn off the car like he's coming on inside, like we are hooking up, like he has done everything right, and he just gets a free pass. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I mean, even if the date went incredible, like, that's pretty presumptuous on
a
first
date.
Literally shut off the car, like, all right. I'm like, all right, goodbye.
I am so unwell right now. Like, Corey, what are your thoughts on this? As a guy, what are you thinking right now?
It seems like, is this some kind of social experiment? Because he literally did everything wrong. Everything wrong.
And also, there's a thing called Easy Pass. Like, look it up. Well, it's been around for a second.
There's also that. Listen, based on everything else you've said, the tolls are the least of the worries here. Like, seriously.
Really? Yeah.
So what did you do, Ashley? I mean, like...
I was like, I said to him, you know, thanks. But no thanks. Had a great time. Yeah, I had a great time. He's like, we should definitely do this again sometime. I was like, maybe. And he's like, what? And I shut the door. Yeah, and I, like, blocked him on everything.
Oh, the immediate block.
I would have given him money for the tolls home, honestly.
Oh, literally. And Hinge was like, did you have a good experience? You know what I mean? Because they ask you, like, because I think they read your conversation, and I was like, 0 stars.
You just,
like,
light your phone on fire?
Yeah, I literally, like, threw it across the room.
So, okay, so here's the thing. I hate this story, but I also love this story, because the next time I don't feel like going anywhere or hanging out with someone, my go-to line is like, ugh! I wish I could, but I just can't afford the tolls.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Everyone's going to hate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.